On this episode of the Big Success Show, step 4 of the Life Map course, find your why and fuel your mission.
Big Success with the Professor and Mary Lynn.
Laura Bradford found her passion at the age of 10. She wanted to be a writer, to see her name on the spine of a book.
But life went on. She settled into a journalism career and had 2 kids.
Finally, the time was right to pursue her dream, but she was rejected time and time again.
Finally, she landed a 3-book contract. Her first book released, then her second book.
But while just getting started on her 3rd book, she was diagnosed with MS. Marilyn, I just can't imagine the emotions that she must have felt. The roller coaster ride that she felt she was riding on. Her work nearly ground to a stop. She wondered, was her dream over?
Well, fortunately, a resounding no. Because in all this turmoil, she found her purpose. The passion was still there, but she needed a purpose to pair it with.
Her 2 girls were 7 and 11 when she got the MS diagnosis.
She thought about the attitudes she would want her daughters to display if they were in her shoes. She'd want them to keep pursuing their dreams. And that's when she found her purpose, to show her daughters how to overcome all obstacles that get in the way.
And now, we're happy to report, Laura has published over 40 novels. And in spite of the obstacles, her girls are actively pushing to achieve their goals. We found Laura's stirring story in The Motivator from the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America. Her story highlights that purpose often follows passion, and together they make a dynamic duo.
Welcome to the Big Success Show, where we help you create the life you want. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm George, the professor.
In our Life Map series so far, we've shared the first 3 steps to create a clear path for your roadmap to success. In episode 1186, we covered step 1, your baseline, where you are. In episode 1187, step 2, your vision, where you're going. And in episode 1188, step 3, your values, what keeps you on course.
And now it's time for step 4 of the Life Map course, your mission, where we uncover why you're on the journey at all.
Now, Professor, why does your mission matter so much?
Your mission is your driving force, the reason you get up every day and keep moving forward when things get hard. Without it, it's easy to lose focus or motivation when life gets busy.
So your mission connects your daily actions to your bigger purpose.
Absolutely right, Mary Lynn. It makes every small little step feel meaningful because you know why you're doing it.
And it's personal.
And that's the best part. Your mission doesn't have to impress anyone else. It just has to inspire you.
Okay. Well, let's share some strategies then on how to define this personal mission.
Well, a good place to start is by reflecting on the times that you felt most fulfilled.
All right. So think about what you were doing and who you were helping.
Those are the moments that will help reveal your why. And then ask yourself a few powerful questions.
What problems do I feel called to solve? Who do I most want to impact, and how do I want to make a difference?
Your mission often sits right at the intersection of your strengths and a need that you care about. Next, try writing a simple mission statement in your own words.
Yeah, something like, my mission is to help others have clarity so that they can live with more confidence and joy. I think what's key here, Professor, is that it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes, but I would say, I would quickly add, it does need to be authentic.
Okay.
Authentically you. And then finally, test it. Does it excite you when you read it? Would it motivate you on a rough day? If so, you're close to your why.
Now, here are 3 challenges that come with defining your mission. Challenge number 1, some people confuse a mission with a goal. What's the difference?
Well, goals change as you reach them. Your mission is constant. It's the reason underlying the goals.
Challenge number 2 is trying to borrow someone else's mission.
While someone else's mission may inspire you, if it doesn't light you up on the inside, it won't sustain you for the long haul. It has to be yours, and it has to be personal.
And challenge number 3 is don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah, your mission doesn't have to be some of them there fancy words, but it just needs to be true to you.
And because your mission statement can be challenging to create, we have a free download to go with this episode. This one sheet asks questions to reflect on what drives you, and it'll help you uncover your why, the motivation that drives your goals and keeps you inspired on the journey to your big success.
And don't forget your big assignment. Take 10 minutes this week to write your first draft mission statement. Don't worry about making it perfect. You can refine it over time. Then keep it visible, somewhere you'll see it daily, to remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, so far in our Life Map series, we've talked about your baseline in episode 1186, your vision in episode 1187, your values in episode 1188, and now your mission. And these four steps create clarity and momentum for your life map, which you create in our life map course. See the link to the course and all the previous episodes that I mentioned in the show notes for today's episode.
And next time, we're going to talk about step five, your goals, how to set the right ones and build an action plan that keeps you moving toward your big success. Follow our podcast in your favorite app so you don't miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on social media. We're at Big Success. That's big with two G's, don't forget. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, Pinterest, TikTok. We're everywhere.
That's so true, Mary Lynn. And come join our Big Success community where we help each other grow with an entrepreneurial mindset. Join us at Big Success. That's big with two G's, success.com/join.
We thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Here's to your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.